Hi there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of the Kardashians and seeing how we can sound like them if we really want to do that. So I'm looking mainly at the three actual Kardashians, Kim, Kourtney and Khloe, and I found this interview online which I've taken parts of, and I think they pretty much speak all the same, so I'm not going to break down their individual styles or own accents or what makes them different. I'm trying to find what makes them similar and what it is that they all do that is maybe part of their world and part of where they're from and part of how they deliver themselves and brand themselves, if you like, to the world. So let's take a look.
I know.
We were laughing so hard even the other night with her being like, how did this become a thing? Like, this is so funny to us. Like, all the memes that they were making.
It's so stupid funny. What?
All the memes that they were making. Now, the first thing I get is up talk. They have this thing where they speak and at the end of a sentence, they go up like a question, and they all do this. I think this is something that Valley girls tend to do.
To us, like all the memes that they were making.
All the memes that they were making. So this going up at the end is they're Californian girls, right? So they've got that kind of nasally thing going on, and bringing up at the end is like, and they say like a lot. I mean an awful lot. They say that very, 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 very much. And I'm not sure they're always creating similes or making analogies. They just like to say like because it's a habit, and I do it myself. And actually many people in the world do it, but it's not necessarily good English. It's not necessarily grammatically correct all the time, and it's unnecessary, but it is a style, and it is something that people have adopted into their way of speaking. It doesn't mean they're not thinking about what they're saying. It just means that they're guided by their own habits, which we all are, because it's a human thing. But theirs have slipped into this style.
I do wake up Rain that way in the mornings.
You do?
And he loves it.
Where did this come from? Did your mom wake you up with Rise
no.
and Shine? Is this a family tradition?
Did
no.
she?
No.
No. I have my good morning song, which I won't sing to you right now. Okay.
There's a certain, even though there's an upward inflection at the end of sentences, there seems to be a bit of a downward thing with the mouth. So, like, they can hold a smile, but then it tends to, when they're not smiling, drop down like that. And then they kind of had the up thing like that, but they I think Khloe, I've noticed her doing that.
Is this a family tradition?
Did
no.
she?
No.
No. I have my good morning song, which I won't sing to you right now. Okay.
Yeah, there's a tendency for the actual, like, physicality, less so with Kim, but definitely with the other two, where they're actually, if they're not smiling, if they're not holding a smile, it kind of, the edges of their mouth turns down like that. And that's something I actually noticed with one of the male Baby Spice girls. She used to do the same as well. She had a really bright smile, but when she wasn't smiling, her kind of face just dropped down like that. And so maybe that's a reason why they're always smiling. But it does affect the way that they speak, because if your mouth is down like this, then air comes out of the mouth a very specific way. And so if you're holding a smile, but your lips naturally, like, you know, because your genetics want to, like, tilt down, then there's going to be some kind of held posture. You know, they're going to be holding something, and there's going to be something that makes it very effortful to speak. And I wonder if we can hear that.
Sing to you right now.
Why? Because I'm viral.
It doesn't really seem to affect them so much because the voice is so, like the energy is so nasally. And it's always up there. So when I spoke about Tupac in a previous video, his voice was really in the mouth. And I spoke about the voice of Levi from Titan, and his was more in the sort of back of the nose, but like stuck there. But theirs is kind of bordering on Australian. So it's really nasally and it goes up there like that. And like, oh, and it always goes up at the end like a question. Now, I've still had a bit of a cold for a couple of weeks, so I'm a little bit stuffy in the nose. So it's a bit hard to really, you know, copy it exactly. But you get the idea that this, if you send the energy up through your nose and you have a smile on, but then maybe tilt the sides of your mouth down and then like go up at the end of sentences. One good thing though I can take from all three of them is that there's no issues with their voice. I mean, their voice is clear. It's very kind of precise. They haven't damaged their vocal instruments at all. They're, you know, they're fully grown women. They have used their voice a lot, but there doesn't seem to be any textures that indicate any damage. So whatever they're doing with this part, you know, the throat, the vocal folds, they seem to be working clearly. I think they might be using them at a higher register than they probably naturally would. If they were to relax their voices more, I think they would have more depth and they would sound more, you know, with more authoritative. But they tend to sit in, they play with this higher register in the nose because of where they're from and because of the style of where they speak.
So I sing that in the morning to all of them when I wake them up.
Maybe they can do a
Rain Likes the Rise together. And Shine.
And maybe this is kind of a feminine thing where, well, not feminine, but a female thing from specifically where they're from, that putting your voice up into the head register and making it nasally and going up at the end makes you sound more feminine, and so that's why they do it. And do you hear the rhythm of the way I'm speaking? There seems to be the same kind of beginning and end, and there's a certain rhythm, isn't there? There really is. And if I'm talking like this, all their sentences seem to fall into this same pattern. Let's have a little listen.
But when it came to our scents, that was very personal. We all would say if we liked a scent or not, but it was really up to us as the scent part of it all.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going over the top on this thing, but you could easily use that rhythm and use that nasality and keep that up talk and easily be sounding like a Kardashian. One of the things also I noticed that is there with, I think it's Chloe, when she's speaking up here a lot. When she brought the voice down, it kind of become a little bit textured because she's not really opening it up and allowing it to go down here. And so they're all physically able to have a lower voice because, you know, they've got the bodies for it. So, but they're holding the voice there. So when they kind of drop it down, it kind of gets stuck and it gets a bit, you know, it just sounds a little bit awkward maybe. And they lose some of the support because of that.
I do wake up Rain that way in the mornings.
You do.
And he loves it.
I don't really want to go into too much detail. It's pretty simple. It's pretty typical of where they're from. It's very typical of the sounds that a lot of, you know, like kind of female voices, you know, Valley girls and California girls have and use these days. So it's a product of its time. It's currently maybe, well, in their world, very fashionable to sound like that. Takeaways from this video: if you want to sound more like a Kardashian, be very nasally and up there and make sure that your head voice is being used at all times. Also, try and keep a rhythm that starts and stops like this, and always have the up talk. Try and smile as you speak. Keep it up here. Keep it in your nasal register, and say like a lot, and maybe you'll get there. Don't know where I'm going with this. This is just a quick review. Someone asked for the Kardashians, and I just thought, why not? I don't really know enough about them, but it's California. It's up talk. It's Valley Girl. Thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. Hopefully this has been useful to someone out there. If one person found this useful, leave a comment and say hi. Thanks for that. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.